This is Akash Bani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet has approved a total outlay of 6,520 crore rupees, including additional outlay of 1,920 crore rupees for the ongoing central sector scheme Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana during the 15th Finance Commission cycle, FCC. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the approval includes 1,000 crore rupees to support setting up of 50 multi-product food irradiation units.
आज के इस कैबिनेट के फैसले में प्रधानमंत्री कृषि संपदा योजना का आउटले बढ़ा के 6,520 करोड़ किया गया और नए इरेडिएशन यूनिट्स और फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स 50 इरेडिएशन यूनिट्स एंड 100 फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स के लिए 1,000 करोड़ रुपीस का अलग से प्रावधान किया गया.
Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet has also approved the central sector scheme grant in aid to National Cooperative Development Corporation NCDC with an outlay of 2,000 crore rupees for a period of 4 years from 2025-26 to 2028-29. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved 4 multi-tracking projects covering 13 districts across the states of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Bihar, Odisha and Jharkhand, increasing the existing network of Indian Railways by about 574 kilometers. We now take you live to Lok Sabha, where Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal is speaking on the reciprocal tariff imposed by the United States.
हम अन्य देशों के साथ भी इसी तरह के व्यापार समझौते करने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध हैं. हम किसानों और भारतीय कृषि के कल्याण के लिए निरंतर कार्य कर रहे हैं, जिससे खाद्य सुरक्षा और समृद्धि जिससे खाद्य सुरक्षा और समृद्धि सुनिश्चित की जा सके. सरकार को विश्वास है कि हम विकसित भारत 2047 के लक्ष्य की ओर समावेशी और सतत विकास की अपनी तेज गति वाली यात्रा जारी रखेंगे. आत्मनिर्भरता की ओर भारत विश्वास के साथ बढ़ रहा है. धन्यवाद.
Earlier, the Lok Sabha was adjourned till 4 p.m., while the Rajya Sabha has been adjourned till 4:30 p.m., following opposition's uproar over various issues. A special NIA court in Mumbai today acquitted all 7 accused, including former BJP MP Pragya Singh Thakur and Lieutenant Colonel Prasad Purohit, in the 2008 Malegaon blast case. The NIA court in its judgment said that the prosecution failed to prove the case and that the accused deserved the benefit of doubt. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the President of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, over the telephone. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said both the leaders reaffirmed their mutual commitment to further strengthening the bilateral comprehensive strategic partnership between India and the UAE. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Assam and Meghalaya today. Meanwhile, an orange alert has also been issued for heavy rainfall over Rajasthan today. Ukrainian officials have said that Russia has launched missile and drone attacks on Kyiv early this morning, killing at least 8 people and injuring 88 others. They said emergency crews were putting out fires and cutting through concrete blocks in search for survivors across the capital. Russia's defense ministry claimed it targeted and hit Ukrainian military airfields and ammunition depots, as well as businesses linked to what it called Kyiv's military industrial complex. In cricket, India were 18 for 1 against host England on day 1 of the final and decisive test of the 5-match Anderson Tendulkar Test series at the Oval Ground in London when reports last came in. Earlier, the host won the toss and opted to bowl. India will be looking to level the series, which they are trailing 2-1. And benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest losses today. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange closed at 81,186. And that is the end of this news bulletin.